Welcome to our show. I'm Lowell Lundstrom.
And I'm Connie.
And we're here to show you how you can have faith in the face of defeat. It'll give you victory in your life. Question I'm often asked is, why does God permit man to be tempted? If God is a good God, why doesn't he destroy the devil and deliver me out of temptation forever? To answer this question, we must go back to the beginning. When God made man from the dust of the ground, he created a special creature. Man was God's greatest creation. There are other animals that walk on all fours, but God created man to walk uprightly on two, so that man could communicate with God and be closer to God's creation. God gave man a will to choose and to decide whether he wanted to go the way of good or evil.
That's right, Lowell. And God could have given man a preset brain. Man could have been created as a human robot, programmed like a computer, to always obey God. Then through life, man would have always done right. God did not want the praise of robots, however. If God had, he would be an egomaniac. That would be like a man buying a tape recorder and praising himself on tape, then listening with pleasure to the playback. God created man to be sovereign. Man has been given the will to choose between good and evil, right or wrong, light or darkness, and heaven or hell. Man can will to curse or praise God. Man is king of his own life to do with his will what he wills. Only the Word of God says in the end, man will be held accountable for his decisions.
What good would wings be on a bird if there were no air in which to fly? And what good would there be for gills to be on a fish if there were no water? And what good is a test of a human will if a man is given no test? The test of man's willpower is called temptation.
The Apostle James was the practical writer of the New Testament, and here's what he said. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. I've had Christians all over say, wow, that's a hard one. You know, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. You know, we don't like to fall into temptations, but there's a reason for temptations. Where men tremble at the thought of temptations, Christians are to rejoice. When man is tested by temptation, he is functioning at his highest level.
Temptation proves our superiority over the animal kingdom. God said to Adam and Eve, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over every living thing that moves upon the earth. God obviously wanted men to live above the animal kingdom. Man was not to be controlled by the impulses and instincts that govern animals.
Lola, a dog is not tempted. A dog does not make moral decisions. A dog has no sense of right or wrong. He may restrict his behavior out of a fear of a whipping from his master, but even then he has no comprehension of any moral issues involved. If a dog feels like chasing around, he does it without the slightest twinge of guilt, because he's a dog.
Modern teachers of human behavior have scoffed at the commandments of the Bible as guiding moral principles. They have said, let's drop all the taboo against this premarital sex. It's not good for a man to restrain himself. This liberal idea is carried so far that many believe that anything goes.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, if you feel like doing it, something, whatever it is, do it. Because you don't hold back. Just live as you please and pleasure yourself.
Yeah, it's just, what do they call that? Situation ethics.
Yeah.
Just do whatever you want to do. Wow.
Yeah, if it feels right, do it.
Yeah, cafeteria-style religion where you just pick and choose whatever you want to believe, but that is so contrary to the Word of God. When temptation is withdrawn from life, however, when man follows every whim and desire of his flesh without restraint, then he is nothing more than an animal. The great proof of how wrong this false freedom philosophy is revealed by the feelings of anxiety, frustration, and guilt that a person feels afterward. Sinners are gripped by depression and emptiness. Man was not created to live without law. Man is frustrated until he recognizes God's law and abides in it. Temptations give us opportunity to rise above the animal kingdom.
Somebody said down south, going to a Baptist church might not keep you from sinning, but it'll keep you from enjoying it. That's where a lot of people are at. Here, temptations give us opportunity to prove our love for God. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments.
Yes.
And temptations are the test of our love for God.
The Bible says that God will not permit a man to be tempted beyond his ability to resist. The Scripture says, there hath no temptation taken you, but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way of escape, that ye may be able to bear it.
Here's a poem that'll get into your mind. Mr. Christian went to church, never missed a Sunday. But Mr. Christian went to hell for what he did on Monday.
Yeah.
The world is waiting to see what you and I are going to do with the gospel. And if we do have the faith of Christ in our hearts and we're following him, it should affect where we go, what we do, and how we live, and so on. The Bible says God is faithful, who will not permit you to be tempted above that which you're able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. No man can accuse God that temptation in life is too strong. God will not permit man to be tempted above or beyond his breaking point. Temptations give opportunity to show our love for God. And temptations also give us an opportunity to shame Satan. Modern man doesn't like to admit the reality of Satan. But once in a while, men like Charlie Manson with the hippie family who were held for the murder of Sharon Tate decades ago reveal the sinister forces of evil that control many men and women today.
That's right, Lowell. And do you remember how Satan was once a beautiful angel who became so proud that he became an antichrist and was cast out of heaven? And Jesus said, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Satan tempted Christ, and he leads the temptations against God's children today. But remember, if we will exert our will for God, we are certain of victory. The Bible says, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptations. The Bible also says, for in that he, Christ himself, hath suffered being tempted, he is able to help them that are tempted.
He surely will. Temptations give us an opportunity to grow stronger in God. This is why James says, count it all joy when you fall into different temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith works patience.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a process by which God is going to develop you and me into saints, because that's what God has got us here for. God's purpose wasn't just to put us here on earth and walk away and leave us.
That's right.
But God had a plan. A young man develops muscles by lifting weights.
Mm-hmm.
A mathematician becomes brilliant by struggling with the equations. An athlete develops ability with contests. And Christians become strong by temptation.
Mm.
The more we are tested, the stronger we become in God. That's why James says, get happy when you're tempted. You're going to come out a better man in the end.
How have you been faring against temptation, friend? If you've been yielding to temptation, you should learn how to find freedom from sin. And our freedom comes through Christ.
The Bible says, "For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death." Christ is the only man who ever lived without sinning. Christ is our escape. And when we have Christ living in our hearts, we have virtual super strength to overcome evil.
That's right. And lo, the Bible says, "Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Just think of that. Isn't that an awesome promise?
To overcome temptations, we must prepare ourselves by Bible reading and prayer. Jesus said, "I am the true vine. If a man abides not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire and they're burned." Christ made it very plain that a man will wither and be defeated if he doesn't continue to read and abide in the Christ.
And what happens is they usually eventually drop out of church. When a man is weakened by prayerlessness, he is a real setup for temptation. He finds the forces without greater than his resistance within. If you want victory over temptation, make certain that you set aside a time each day to read your Bible and pray and to stay in touch with the Lord.
Time with God is never wasted, and we need to pray because Jesus prayed. And if there was ever a man who lived that really wouldn't have needed prayer, Jesus was the perfect, all-powerful Son of God.
Mm-hmm.
But he did not go to those supernatural powers except through prayer. That's why it says he spent the whole night in prayer many times.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got to learn some of the same secrets. We've got to walk in the Spirit. You can't just turn it on and turn it off.
I love that. Walk in the Spirit, and what? You'll not fulfill the lusts of the flesh.
Yes, to overcome temptations, we must understand ourselves as well as the tempter. The Bible says, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day." The best defense is a good offense, and many inactive Christians are plagued by temptation.
And this is a perfect time to go to prayer, Lowell, because you've heard all of this teaching, and if you've been struggling with this very thing of temptation and being able to resist it, the Lord's here to help you today. He'll help you.
Father in heaven, I thank you for this man, this woman's listening.
Yes.
Lord, help and give assistance.
Yes.
And Lord, help us stand against the devil, the evil one. Lucifer, Satan, the Lord rebuke you. And back off and leave God's people alone. We belong to the Lord. And we're going to live for the Lord all the days of our life.
Yes.
So I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
I surrender all.
Friend, I'm so proud of the decision that you made today and surrendering your life to the Lord. He's going to help you win the victory. And this teaching we've had today is from Lowell's book called The Power of Faith in the Face of Defeat. The Power of Faith in the Face of Defeat. And if you would like to have this book, for just your gift of $10, you can push on the special offer button and it will tell you all you need to know to order this powerful book. There are 9 helpful chapters in it. Blessed are the tempted, the blessing of trouble, discouragement, when evil works for good, how to defeat depression, the release of forgiveness, what to do when you don't know what to do, and what to do when you don't know what to do, part 2. There's 2 parts to that. And then the last one, faith in the face of defeat. So God bless you. And if you need prayer, also include your prayer requests. And we'd be more than happy to take your prayer to the Lord, knowing that He hears and cares. God bless you for visiting with us today.
God is good.
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 I have tasted of the Lord, and God is good.
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 I have tasted of the Lord, and God is good.
I have tasted of the Lord, and God is good.
I have tasted of the Lord, and God is good.
Thanks for listening in today. And join Lowell and Connie again next week for more good news.